that's what I signed up to do, play baseball. So it was nice to get back out there and, you know, pitch again.
Chris, did you talk to your teammates before the game, talking about what happened,
your feelings about it? No, not yet. I'm gonna talk to them. I'm gonna talk to the coaches. I just wanted to come in, treat today like a normal day, get ready for the game, and go and try to win.
What do you think your message will be when you do talk to them?
Get to them on a personal level. That's where I'll leave it. You know, I want to let them know where my head's at, where my heart's at, and let them know how much I appreciate them.
What are these 5 days like for you?
Felt like I was out on an island, really. 7 o'clock rolls around, and I usually know what's going on. And sitting at the house sucks.
Were you communicating with anyone?
Do you have any regrets?
I regret not being there for my guys. I'm a pitcher. You know, I'm called upon every fifth day, and I can't go out there for my guys and for the fans and for the people. It gets to me.
Do you regret what you did, Chris?
Listen, guy, I don't want to get too far into anything. It is what it is. It's in the past. Just look towards the future and just, try to make things right, try to make things better and win ball games.
Chris just said that you are a pitcher, so how did you feel after 10 days to get out there on the mound? How did you feel about your pitching tonight?
I felt good. The first couple was, knocking the rust off a little bit, but... Deanna really did a great job of getting me through that. I don't think I had my best of the best out there tonight, but he got me through this one tonight, and I owe him a lot of credit.
Chris, can you repair the relationship that you have with the front office, with even Robin? Is the damage done, or can you guys all get along and move on together?
I think everyone's making just a little bit bigger deal of this than it really is. We're here to win games, and from this point forward, I think that's our main focus, and I hope it is too. So, we're gonna come in every day and do our jobs and try to win ball games. That's at the forefront.
Was this a little bit more difficult for you, Chris, because you are a leader on this team as well as a great pitcher?
Yeah, I want to play, and I want to pitch, and I want to be there for my guys. Point blank and center. I mean, that's all it is. I want to be there when my name's called, and I don't like people filling in for me. I really don't. I love what I do. I love pitching. I love competing. I love the guys that I'm surrounded by. So, when I let them down, it hurts me more than it hurts them.
How much should we look at the trade rumors getting in the way and distracting you? Did that contribute to your state of mind on Saturday?
I don't pay attention to that stuff. I don't read the newspapers. I don't have Twitter. I stay out of all that. That stuff's for other people. So like I said, I'm a pitcher. I get ready to pitch and play baseball and like I said, try to win games.
Have you talked to the Sox front office about whether or not you'd be willing to be moved in a trade?
I have not. No, I don't know what the plans are. I come in every day, prepare myself to the best that I can, and try to win ball games.
Was there any nerves in your...
You feel bad because you weren't there for your teammates. What message would you send to White Sox fans?
Sorry to them as well. I mean, they came out to watch me pitch today that I didn't pitch. They're the reason that we're here. The fans, they come out, and we have great fans. They're very loyal. They wear their hearts on their sleeves, and... it stinks when they want me to go out there and I don't show up.
Would you say you're embarrassed, remorseful? How would you describe what this incident did to you?
Just is what it is. I know that's very cliche to say, but, you move on. You move forward, and like I said, the main focus from this point forward is winning ball games.
Chris, what was it about the uniform? You didn't like it. Was it more about...
Like I said, guys, I don't want to get too far into it. I want to put this stuff behind me. I really do. It's counterproductive to winning ball games, talking about it and bringing it back up. Like I said, we're here to win games, and we're in a decent spot to make a push. So, regroup and come back every day and try to win.
With all due respect, your relationship with Robin, would you care to share? How do you think that'll be going forward?
Like I said, I mean, it's... I know you guys are trying to get in there, and, you know, you guys got to write stories and stuff, but...
Well, I would have asked if you didn't tell Merck what you told him.
No, I understand, but, you know, they said their side, I said my side. I'm ready to talk about baseball and playing baseball and getting back to winning and, you know, getting the Chicago White Sox into the postseason. That's my goal. That's my focus. Anything else, you know, that's for you guys.
Chris, given that goal, are you pretty confident that they'll hang on to you, that you will be here to make that push?
I hope so. I do. Like I said, I have a group of unbelievable guys in there. My teammates, I knew who they were before this, but I found out who they really are and what they're about. I have unbelievable teammates. I really do, and I appreciate them, and I'm glad that I'm surrounded by this group of guys, no doubt.
So when you walked in tonight in the clubhouse and saw the reaction, it wasn't a normal day walking into the clubhouse, safe to say, but you saw the guys all get up, embrace you, Melky, of course, holding on to you. What was that like for you?
It's hard to put in words, really. Like I said, when you feel like you're out on an island, you feel lonely, and, you know, you're just sitting there on the couch at 7 o'clock, and I get the text messages I got from the people I got them from, current, former, guys around the league. And then coming in today and having that, you know, that gives you what you need to get by and you know, go out there and try to, you know, everything else. There's a lot of crap that was going on in this last week. There's no doubt about it. But for them to do what they did today and the previous 4 or 5 days before that, it says a lot about who they are and how much they care about.
Doesn't it say more about you and the respect that you gain from them?
You know, I don't think that's for me to comment on, but I'm definitely appreciative of the guys that I have in my corner, and I hope that they stay in my corner.
Chris, what's the biggest lesson learned out of this whole thing for you?
Not quite sure.
Do you worry about your ability to control your emotions getting in the way of your winning games and then pitching successfully?
Yeah, I mean, my emotions, you know, clearly I pitch with a lot, and, you know, I'm a pretty competitive person, so you just try to keep those in check maybe a little bit more and use them, maybe not abuse them. I mean, there's no doubt that you know, my emotions have gotten me to this point. I don't think I'd be the same person without them, but, you know, stuff happens. So, like I said, you move on. I have an unbelievable group of guys in that clubhouse. There's no doubt about that. We just push forward, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Would you like to see this turned around? Would you like to see this turned around and maybe do something charitable with the things that you did, you know, before, and make it into a positive?
That's actually what we've been discussing. For everything that's negative, you hope to find a positive in all of it. I do, personally, anyways. So, you know, hopefully we can find, to help somebody, help a group of people with you know, this whole fiasco or hoopla, whatever you want to call it, hopefully we get there.
Sign them in.
Chris,
the charity.
Last one. Do you want to stay with the White Sox no matter what, or only if they don't rebuild?
I'm here to win. I love exactly where I'm at. Like I said, I have an unbelievable group of guys in that clubhouse. You know, they're pulling for, we're pulling for each other. They're pulling for me. I'm pulling for them, and vice versa. Everything through and through. So, I'd like to stay here with this group of guys, no doubt, and make a push for the playoffs, because I love those guys, no doubt, and I think we deserve it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks for that. You guys wouldn't like that.
Did you not like it?
No, I loved it. Not for you guys, though.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem, guys.